The abandoned murmurs of the trail slithered and coiled along each desolate brush in the thicket. A man walked lorn amid the tall grasses and bushes, and programmatically oscillated his head from side to side, while his eyes nervously scanned the details of his surroundings. Just an hour ago, he had woken up and was greeted by a warm sunrise. He then ventured to his kitchen, where he decided between a chocolate and vanilla protein shake, an irrelevant choice, for the meal was for one, and the taste was solitude. After getting ready for the day, he walked to his backyard where he got fresh herbs, and the monotony of this activity made him peek outside. The streets were quiet. He went outside, and indeed his neighborhood had laid completely empty. Perhaps avoiding the news media had been unwise. Hush. The breathing and even the heart are too much, for there's something else in the thicket. The man quietly put his back against the largest tree near him, and continued to observe nature with primal terror. Half an hour ago, he witnessed auroras veil the early morning, and after their luminous curtains closed, morning was no more. What was left was twilight, and human silhouettes sprinting towards him. The man ran to the back of his home and jumped the fence, hoping to not give away information where he hid, nor lived. He quietly entered his home and locked with cautiousness all openings of his abode, but it was all in vain. As the silhouettes thundered at the door and crashed through windows, lacking any intention to make death quick and painless, perhaps abstaining from drugs had been a bad idea. Unknowingly, he had darted his way to the trail where the thicket was most dense. Despite his best attempts, the screaming gnarls which were once far away became near, and to his horror, the natural noises of this thicket had been replaced by unnatural ones. But what pierced his heart the most was this twilight. A twilight that was not supposed to come after dawn ended, and should have transformed into night or morning by now. Though he frequented this thicket at night, he felt no advantage neither in his nocturnal vision nor locative experience. Still paying full attention to his surroundings, he remembered the layout of the place and thought of plans to escape. So far, the worst yet only choice he had was the creek. Perhaps evading the weapon-given cartel had been a mistake. Some 100 yards away, the creek sang its rocky lull, which granted welcome and alibi to the man. Despite this, each of his movements vociferated his position above the creek's melody. The twilight remained unchanged, and each step made towards the creek became slower. The unnatural sounds had grown and piled up, inciting only trembling and doubt. He was now 90 yards away from the creek, and was not imagining stones being flung from unknown locations. At 80 yards away, he knew he was dead, for his nocturnal vision was nothing compared to those human silhouettes casually moving across the thicket. He stared at the creek some 70 yards away, where a path was now available, yet surrounded by the very vegetation he had used to shroud himself. When he heard and felt a stout breathing on his neck, he sprinted towards the creek along the path. Suddenly he felt hands grab him so savagely that he fell and gripped it so hard that his bones shattered. There was no brain function for regret.